biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. So how do we grab a spiritual understanding to these things that are so crucial to our relationship with Christ? Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilliman. With over 30 years of ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives. And now, your host for another Transforming Conversation, Greg Hughes.
Welcome back to another Transforming Conversation, and I'm glad you could join us again today. This is Greg Hughes, your host. And Pastor Rock, I do have something I'd like to throw at you from one of the messages that you've used for the Minor Prophets as of late. And I believe this was in March that you taught on this passage of Scripture. Speaking of Micah, it says in Scripture that he accused them of being tired of God. Now, I would love to know, and I'm sure you've expanded on it in your message, but if you could go and hit this again, being tired of God, because I believe that is something that maybe all of us, we can guard against or be aware of, that's creeping into our spiritual journey with Christ. And what is that being tired of?
Yeah, well, of course, the New Testament says there is no temptation that has befallen you, that you've experienced, that isn't common to all of humanity. And it also says the things that were recorded about ancient Israel, Paul said, were written for our example, that we could learn what to do, learn what not to do, and learn about the human proclivity for getting in the weeds, getting off track, getting into sin, and deserting the Lord. So the fact that God chose through the Spirit to record the writings, to inspire and record the writings of the minor prophets, tells us that there are certainly carryovers, and yes, we are prone to the same bad habits, the same detours, and the same pitfalls.
That's right.
So yes, Micah did accuse them as a nation of having grown weary of God. And as I said when I commented on that, I'm sure that accusation blew them away and met with vehement denial. What do you mean we've grown tired of God? We're the people of God. We're the descendants of Abraham. We have the temple. We have the Scriptures, you know. Right. We're not the pagans. But the accusation nonetheless withstood. God didn't pull it back and say, oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry, guys, I must have been thinking of somebody else. So how does a nation, how do a people, how does a culture, how do we as individuals grow tired of God? Well, again, Scripture doesn't lay out that answer. Like, here's seven ways that you can grow tired of God.
Right.
But let me just suggest some answers off the top of my head, because that's what these conversations are. We don't prep for these. You
come in
and lay one on me, and I respond the best I can. I think familiarity, starting there, can be a great danger. And while we want to be familiar with God and His ways, and throughout Scripture, people prayed that they would not only know the Word of God, but they would know His ways.
Right.
They would intuitively sense how God would respond to a situation. While it's important to know those things, if we have heard of them all of our life, we can assume that our familiarity with them means that we have actually grasped them and that we are actually applying them. But familiarity is not necessarily understanding, and familiarity is not necessarily application. I mean, there are a host right. of scriptures people are familiar with that they aren't applying.
Isn't that the truth?
Right? I mean, they can quote them.
Right.
Chapter and verse, but they aren't living it. So familiarity can become a barrier to understanding. Mm. And it can also, I think, become a barrier to appreciation.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I grew up with food on the table.
Right.
Not once in my existence have I wondered if I will have a next meal.
Right.
And when you've never known hunger, when you've never had to concern yourself with, will I eat? Will my children eat? Will there be food to eat? Will there be potable water to drink? You can begin to take it for granted.
Sure.
And then when you take it for granted, you can grow a little tired of certain things. So mom puts a plate of spaghetti in front of you. And instead of realizing how incredibly blessed you are in a world where many know hunger is a daily, inescapable reality, you say, oh, spaghetti again?
Right.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah.
We had this 3 nights ago.
Right.
Or we had it last night. So with familiarity, there comes almost an inherent danger of losing appreciation.
Mm, absolutely.
Of growing tired of something.
Right.
And so I think in the spirit realm, if we are immersing ourselves in God's word, listening to the word of God, being exposed to the word of God, if we've got Bibles on our nightstands and we listen to podcasts on the way to work, and we listen to K-Love, and
that's right.
There can come such a familiarity that we lose profound appreciation, and then from there, the next step, we can grow a little tired of. And I think this explains why sometimes believers find themselves looking for something new, something fresh.
In their spiritual journey.
In their worship.
Yeah.
In their congregational life. I just need something new.
Right.
Well, when you say, I need something new, aren't you de facto saying, I've grown a bit weary of what I've got?
Absolutely.
So I think familiarity can produce a growing tired of God, not in a sense where you'd say, God, I'm tired of you, but in the sense where, God, I've grown so accustomed to you. There's no newness.
I've grown accustomed
and
to you,
and I've
right.
known you long enough, I've sort of forgotten what it's like to not know you. And so, while we wouldn't use the language, we grow tired of God the same way spaghetti again.
Right.
Right. Or, here's another example. In a world where many people can't provide for themselves, a decent paying job is a blessing. And yet, if you've been in the same vocation, the same office, whatever, year after year, don't you hear people saying, oh man, I'm tired of this gig.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if they were unemployed, oh my gosh, that gig would be an answer to prayer.
Yep.
But when they're familiar and accustomed and it's been there a long time, they get tired of it. They don't go with, oh, I'm so thankful I can work today and pay for the roof over our family's head and the food on our table and our medical expenses and give to the work of God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's, oh, man, I'm tired of this gig.
Yep.
So that's one way I think we can grow tired of God, though we would never couch it in those terms. That is what's happening.
That's pretty accurate, yeah.
But I think when Micah brought that indictment against them, I think more than that, he was saying, you have a desire for idols. You have a desire to pursue what your pagan neighbors pursue. It looks good to you.
Right.
You have a desire to do your own thing. You have a desire to make your own rules. You have a desire to go your own way. And when you have a desire to do your own thing, God, who is faithful, will constantly be in your face.
Hmm.
And if you want to go the wrong direction, and God is getting in your face at every turn, you will grow tired of God getting in your face.
Yeah.
To maybe help, because I always look for an example we can sort of go, yeah, okay. We're raising grandchildren, as you know, in the aftermath of our daughter's death, which means my wife, the school teacher, is back to sitting, in our case, with a 11-year-old boy holding his feet to the fire to do homework when he'd rather be playing catch in the backyard.
Right, right.
Needless to say, every night he'd rather be playing a video game, playing catch, or watching TV than doing his reading assignment and his math worksheet.
Right.
Night after night, Grandma's in his face. Turn that off. If you didn't do your homework, you're not going to, I'll take that away from you entirely.
Right.
He's not always appreciative. He doesn't always say, Grandma, thank you for your interest in my education and my future well-being.
Wouldn't that be nice?
He gets tired of Grandma being in his face about homework. And Micah was writing to a people who wanted to, in many ways, cast off the restraints of God, which are the restraints of love, and do their own thing. And God, in his faithfulness, through prophets like Micah, was in their face. And they got tired of it. They probably wouldn't have put it in those terms, but
right.
That was the reality. So there is a growing tired of God that comes from familiarity. There is definitely a growing tired of God that comes from a desire to do your own thing.
Right.
Because if you want to, you want to pursue an idol, God's got to be in your face, and that can get tiresome.
Tiresome, right.
Where you almost feel like, leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
I want to do what I want to do.
The reason I laughed is our 17-year-old, we try to get him to do, you know, his homework and what's right, and we threaten to take his phone. And,
yep.
And Rock, I'm telling you, he said it a week or two ago. He said, I am so sick and tired
yep.
of you guys threatening me with my phone.
Yes.
Literally, that was his words.
Right. Yeah.
And so, you know, but your point is right.
It's few viable threats you have.
Yeah, but he misses the point of
right.
trying to
of why you're threatening.
Yes, he needs to do his homework. He needs to get his grades. He wants to go to college, and
I think people can grow tired of God holding their feet to the fire.
Yeah,
and saying this is not right. If you continue down this path, you're going to have to pay the piper, and it ain't got to be pretty.
Right.
And you're got to wish it were other. And now's when you can change that outcome. But if we want to do what we want to do, we can grow tired of the convicting voice of God.
Yeah.
So you can grow tired of God with familiarity because you take for granted. You can grow tired of God if you have a heart to sin. And I think the people to whom Micah was speaking, both of those things were in play.
Right.
They had grown up hearing the truth of God. They really couldn't remember a time when they were in total darkness without God's truth. They had had God's truth. And while it was a great privilege, they had come to take it for granted. And then from there, it was a short journey to just growing tired of it because, right. Yeah, we know what it says. Nothing new there. Well, if you dig and listen, there's always something new.
Absolutely.
But the words are the same.
Yeah.
You know, do unto others. Forgive as I have forgiven you. Mm. Soft answer turns away wrath. You know, flee temptation. I mean, it's familiar because we need it every day. It doesn't need to change. But familiarity can become the enemy of appreciation. And once you lose appreciation, then you can just get tired. So familiarity and the desire to rebel, I think, off the top of my head, are the two ways that we can grow tired of God. And again, we aren't going to say that.
No. No, we're not.
In fact, somebody suggested it, we deny it.
Yeah.
Just like Micah's contemporaries denied it, I am sure. But if you find yourself moving away from, disobeying, or neglecting the Word of God and the ways of God, it is a surefire indicator you have grown tired.
Right.
Of
right.
God.
It almost goes hand in hand with your 91-week commentary this week, where you're saying the Holy Spirit does produce sorrow.
Well, yeah, you grow tired of God, then you don't need the Holy Spirit to make you happy. You need the Holy Spirit to make you miserable and produce the godly sorrow
right.
that leads to repentance.
Exactly.
We often forget that. Yes, repentance is the way to life, but godly sorrow is the way to repentance.
Right. Yeah. Powerful stuff.
Well, if it's God, it's powerful. If it's me,
dismiss it. Were these two a part of your teaching that day?
No, I didn't go into great detail about how or why they had grown weary of God, just that the indictment was accurate.
Right.
And as I recall, we were focusing more on the evidence that they had grown tired and why God was going to allow judgment to befall them. Mm-hmm. So no, we didn't unpack these two things.
Yeah.
So this is in addition.
And I pray that, you know, we never grow tired and we never get used to the majesty of God, really, because we cannot understand it.
Yeah, I mean, look, the final book of the Bible, Revelation, talks about a local assembly that was lukewarm.
Right.
Isn't that really just another way of saying
they were tired.
They got tired of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not where they would say we don't want it.
Right.
But where they were saying spaghetti again.
Right. Yeah.
And it produced a lukewarm response to God. So again, what you read about in the old, it's still there in the very last book of the Bible as a warning to a new covenant church.
Yeah. And may we all be mindful of that, really.
Yeah, that's why engagement with people who don't know God is really one way to stay healthy in your own walk with God. Because as you hear their emptiness, You hear their disappointment. You hear their despair. You hear their hopelessness.
Right.
You hear their tiredness with life devoid of meaning. Remind you, wow, have I got it good.
Amen. 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 We do have it good.
Amen. Thank you, sir. You're welcome.